Ireland's new gambling regulator to ban ads targeting children. Ireland's newly established gambling regulator is set to crack down on advertisements that encourage addiction or appeal to children. In an interview with the Irish Sun, Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland CEO Anne-Marie Caulfield explained that upcoming regulations will focus on protecting minors and vulnerable individuals while ensuring casual bettors experience no disruptions. Strict ban on gambling ads during the day. Earlier this month, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan signed an executive order launching the new regulatory authority, which will enforce a strict ban on gambling advertisements from 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. across television and online platforms. Additionally, online incentives such as free bets will be banned. Caulfield has already held over 250 meetings with stakeholders, including bookmakers, racing industry leaders, addiction charities, and international regulators. She reassured responsible gamblers that these regulations are not meant to hinder their experience but rather to shield vulnerable groups. Quote, "In relation to somebody who likes the odd bet, it won't change at all. Nobody is outlawing gambling. What this act is very much involved in is making sure that children are protected and that those who are suffering from gambling harms are protected. But in terms of the other 90%, they won't notice any difference." Anne-Marie Caulfield, Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland CEO. Regulations aim to protect young people. One of the main goals of the Irish gambling reform and the newly erected authority is to prevent gambling from becoming accessible to minors. Caulfield spoke of research that shows a troubling rise in underage gambling, with 28% of 16-year-old boys reporting they had gambled in the past year. She also referenced a study by the Economic and Social Research Institute, ESRI, which found gambling harm in Ireland is 10 times higher than previously estimated. Studies further indicate that individuals who begin gambling before 18 are twice as likely to develop addiction-related issues later in life. Caulfield said that those who struggle with problem gambling have said that the availability of gambling around the clock is a major concern. She also said that anyone caught allowing a minor to gamble could face up to 8 years in prison. Funding for gambling addiction support. As part of the new regulatory framework, gambling operators will be required to pay a levy that will contribute to a social impact fund. This fund will finance addiction treatment services, research, education, and public awareness campaigns. A public consultation will be held to determine how these funds should be allocated. Additionally, online gambling, now just as popular as in-person betting in Ireland, will face stricter oversight, with companies operating 24/7 potentially subjected to higher fees. With the licensing system for gambling operators set to be in place by the end of the year, the ban on gambling ads during daytime hours is expected to take effect in 2025.